You sow a bushel of wheat, Jesus said you'll get back 30-fold or 60-fold or 100-fold. We know that. You can't outgive God. It'll make any difference how fast you shovel with your little spoon. You're not going to outgive God. And there's so many. So how much we give depends on you. And it means it's a very important thing. There was a woman that gave God a handful of meal and a little oil to be used by one of God's prophets. And it was during a drought time. That's all that poor woman had. Jesus tells a story similar to it in the New Testament about a woman that gave two mites. And Jesus was impressed. It's not the amount that we give. So the how much to give is not in, it's a relative term. And Jesus turned to his disciples. He was so impressed that he called their attention and said, come here and look at this. Did you see that woman? Here's a poor woman, widow woman that doesn't have anything. And she's put in two mites. And I could just see Peter and Andrew and those others standing there and say, two mites, that's the least you got. That's the least. Jesus said, no. She's put in her whole living, everything she's got. Now that's good. That's good. I have no doubt. God doesn't say it, but I have no doubt that God bless you for that. No question in my mind, because that's the way God is, y'all. You can't outgive God. You can point to him as you want to, that little spoon, and God will outdo you every time. We're not going to give too much. Don't worry about giving too much. But that's sometimes, that woman with the meal, that meal lasted, and that little dab of oil that she fixed that little cake for Elijah, it lasted 3 years. Can you imagine that? Reaching that cup down in that meal barrel and getting it out, and it's empty, but you reach it down in there and get some more, and it's empty, but you reach down in there and get it some more, and it's got to be empty this time, but you reach down and it just keeps coming. And you know, you pour that wine, not the wine, but that container with the oil and the olive oil in it, and you just pour and pour and pour and pour and pour, and it never runs out. You can't get out of God. Don't worry about it if you think you're going to outgive God, because you're not. God's got a bigger shovel than you do. It's compared to this right here. You'll never be able to outgive God. Last of all, where to give? My recommendation is this. I don't have anything against man-made organizations. A lot of them are worthy organizations. But I've had this rule for many, many years. And I'm an elder, and I'm trying to be an example for you, but if it don't fit you, then don't do it. But I'm going to give you something scriptural. I know that every time that I get an extra dollar, or whatever it is, I know that if I give it to God, and that 100% of it will get used for God's purpose. My sister Doris works at the post office. Got a brother retired from the post office. And Doris told me this little story. She said, there was a little boy that wrote a postcard to God. And he said, God, I need $100 off the bat. Is there any way you can send me $100? And I don't remember what the reason for it was. But anyway, he went to the post office and they, all the post people and post office workers saw it. Because it's a postcard. And they would have felt sorry for him, so they took up $50 and sent it to him. A few days, there was another postcard, and the postcard said, Lord, appreciate the $50, but next time it happened, you just put it in the mailbox, and then post office workers took out the $50. You know, that's the way we are with our ingratitude to God. We get up in the morning breathing God's air and drinking his water. And all these blessings that God just covers us up with, one way to think about it. A lot of times we don't even say, thank you, Lord. I know that I wouldn't have anything. I know I wouldn't have any of these things if it wasn't for you. I know that everything that I have, I know it in my heart, I know it in my mind, it all belongs to you. I understand, but sometimes we don't even think of the water that we're at. If you came to my house, you'd see when we sit down at the table, the first thing we do is these little hands goes up like this. I'm not going to tell you this morning, they even know what they're praying about. They don't even know. And can imagine that later on in life, they would ever know when they started praying. Now, maybe, David, they'll remember your class. But they'll know later on what you're praying for. And you see those little, that's what our little hands ought to be. They'll come up and say, thank you, God. You're covering me up with blessings. I have more blessings, and I'm going to do my dead level best to give you some of them back. You better shovel fast with that spoon if you do, because you can't outgive God. This is just a little encouragement to you. I want you to think about what you get. If you do better, do better. But in between you and God, don't come back to me and say, hey, David, I'm doing better. That's none of my business. Those people in Jesus' day that gave for show, Jesus condemned. So don't tell me what you give. It's none of my business. Between you and God, make a deal with God. Say, God, I appreciate all these good blessings that you give. You're just covering me up with blessings day in and day out. And I want to try to do a little better for you. Think about it. It's worth listening to. I hope it is. I hope I didn't make anybody mad this morning. That sure wasn't my intention. I hope I got you thinking. We could do better. I know we could. There's not a person in this audience. I'd be very surprised if there's a person in this audience that God would say to them, you're giving too much. You're giving too much. You need to cut out on your giving. If that's the case, boy, it's going to add off to you. Every one of us needs to think about what we're giving. And then we all try to do God's will to a very best. Are you here this morning outside of Christ? First thing that God wants you to give. We're going to have a first thing that God wants you to give is yourself. Number one is self. Everything that you give to God, if you give God $1 million a week, and you're not one of His children, you're not going to receive anything for it. Oh, you're going to get fringe benefits. You're still going to get to breathe God's air, drink God's water, and all these other blessings. But the big benefit, that is the retirement package. That is a home in heaven when it's over. You ain't going to get that if you don't belong to God. You're not going to get it. The Bible says so. God wants you to commit to Him first. Be His first. Then you're working on that gift. Are you here this morning? Is there something that we can do in order to help you? Well, I'm saying.